Qui risultar, qui is in me, en qui is ook uit me, qui is bij me, in qui kan ik mezelf zijn, kan ik samen zijn. Met mijn stem.
Oh.
my soul. Ganjanam, reach my soul. Ganjanam, reach my soul. Queer is here, and queer is ook daar. Queer is in mij zijn, en queer is ook uit mij zijn. Queer gaat niet over man, gaat niet over vrouw, gaat zelfs niet over mens, maar gaat heel simpelweg over ik hou van jou.
En ik dacht, dat is het. Mijn leven is voorbij. Ik was getrouwd, we waren aan het bouwen. Ik dacht dat wij aan het bouwen waren. Het viel me op dat mijn man eigenlijk met de bouw getrouwd was. Zijn hobby was veranderd in aannemers zoeken, een plakker, elektricien, loodgieter, alsof hij ze aan het sparen was. Gotta catch 'em all. Dus ik dacht, ik zoek ook een hobby. Iets dat ik kan. Kunnen is misschien een groot woord, maar ik ben beginnen shotten. Die eerste trainingen waren fantastisch. Zon, frisse lucht, nieuwe vriendinnen. Zei ik vriendinnen? Ik bedoel natuurlijk dames. Veel dames. En toen kwam het moment dat we moesten douchen. Samen. En dat is uiteraard naakt. Aha, dat is dus teamspirit. Iedereen chill. En ik sta daar mijn best te doen om niet naar de borstenparade te kijken. Ik voelde mij een ramptoerist. Je mag niet kijken, maar het is heel moeilijk om dat niet te doen. En dan keek er iemand naar mij. Niet zomaar iemand, een vrouw. En ze lachte naar mij zoals nog nooit iemand naar mij lachte. Zonder dat ik daarvoor eerst bakstenen moest mengen. En ik dacht, oei oei, nu is het om zeep. Ik zat op vakantie met mijn man en ik dacht alleen maar, zou ze nu al gestuurd hebben? Mijn man zei, amai, dat is lang geleden dat we nog zo genoten hebben. En ik, ja ja, heeft hij nu al gestuurd? Mijn vriendinnen, ben je zeker dat je niet verliefd bent? Ik, heel serieus, nee, dat is geen verliefdheid. Dat is codependentie. Code wat? Een app om te daten? Nee, dat is een ding dat je je eigen gevoelens opzij zet voor de ander. Eigenlijk, ik weet niet wat ik wil, dus doe wat jij wilt. En toen besefte ik ben een puber. Maar dan in met een hypotheek. Maar nee hoor, ik val niet op vrouwen. Ik had gewoon nood aan aandacht. Aandacht van een specifieke vrouw. Die mij eigenlijk superleuk vindt. Dat is geen verliefdheid. Dat is gewoon shotten. Heel intens shotten. En zo ben ik dus uitgekomen. Uit de kleedkamer en uit de kast. Dank u.
staat in de zon te zien. De zon is bij Ella. Je ziet onder haar jurk, haar benen en alles. En Ella zingt. Ze zingt een beetje door haar neus en een beetje hees. Ze heeft vannacht te lang in de regen gestaan. En ze zingt dat ik er warm van word als ik mijn ogen sluit. En als ik ze open doe, dan zie ik haar benen en haar buik, haar armen en schouders. Dan zie ik haar gezicht en haar mond. Ella zingt tot mijn ogen overlopen. Ze zingt van het zoete vergaan van de wereld. De nacht zingt ze en drank, de gevaarlijk bijtende drank vol rauw gesteun. Het einde, zingt Ella, het einde van de wereld. Ella zingt als nat gras. Zo zwaar en zo groen, zo donkergroen als de lege bierflessen onder de banken. Waarop Ella's knieën s'avonds maanbleek van onder haar jurk uitkomen, zodat ik er warm van word. Zing, Ella, zing. En Ella zingt en ze houdt mijn graskoude hand vast. Kom, lieve man, zingt ze. Kom, lieve man. En maak de graven weer groen. Maak de slagvelden groen en maak die puinhaker, die reusachtige puinhaker, zo groen als mijn lied. En Ella zingt een geeshectisch lied waar ik koud van word. Kom, Lederman. Zing, Ella, zing. Zing me onder de bierfles groene gras waar ik zand was en land was en leem was. Zing, Ella, zing. Zing me over de puinakers geen jouw maanroesbienen. Zing, Ella, zing. Als de duizend legers door de nacht marcheren en de kanonen de aarde ontploegen en bemesten met bloed. Zing, Ella, zing. Als de muren, de klokken en de schilderijen verliezen. Kom, Lederman. En maak de graven weer groen, bierflessen groen. Zing, Ella, zing.
Waking up is hard to do. First, you wake up to your own oppression, to the ways you've been silenced, to the many little stories you carry about why your words are worth less than those who benefit most from the old story. You wake up to the truth that your view of yourself wasn't only constructed by you. It was shaped for a purpose. To keep you small, to keep you silent. Then you wake up to your own anger, to the fierce determination not to obey, not to listen to the stories, not to stay small. But then, one day later on, after you've learned to speak, there is another awakening. You wake up to the fact that your frustration taught you to adapt rather than rise above. Your shape shifted to be more like them, to work in their hallways of power, to survive in a world that didn't want your voice. You became one of them to be heard by them. Then your anger wakes up once again and you have a new determination. This time you speak with your own true voice, whether or not it is heard. You begin to live in the center of your true life, whether or not it is acceptable to them. You risk dismissal and disdain because you are no longer willing to go back to sleep. But then, one day later on, you realize that there is something else going on, and this will require yet another awakening. This will require that you look with more clear eyes and speak with even more clear voice. You begin to wake up to other people's narrative, other people's oppression, other people's silence. You begin to see that those whose skin is different from yours, whose gender and love are different from yours, are waking up too. And their waking up is asking you to be uncomfortable. Their waking up is asking you to look more clearly and unblinkingly at your own life. Then you begin to wake up to your own privilege, to the ways that you have benefited from their oppression. You begin to wake up to the pain in them, and you begin to hear the cries of the silenced. This waking up is the hardest, and you want to ignore it, to resist it, to deny what you now see. You want to return to your own narrative, to your own uprising, because in that you can feel victorious and liberated. In that you don't have to face the truth that maybe you, even you, are holding the keys to someone else's chains. But finally, you can deny it no longer. Your awakened eyes see that you are only true free if they are free too. And so you wake up and you face the hard truth, and you feel the hurt when your microaggressions and white fragility are pointed out. And you do the hard work to peer with unwavering eyes on yourself and to see both the shadow and the light and the space in between. And when you are awake, you begin to see it all. You can't look away. And finally you see that when you are truly awake and truly honest about your place in the world, it is no longer threatening to stand by those who are also waking up. And your anger burns in you. And your fierce determination rises once again. And this time your love is big enough to hold their hurt along with your own. And this time your voice is strong enough to speak their truths along with your own. And this time your courage is deep enough to let them speak a truth that is different from your own.
I hear the great abyss calling me, calling me. What you call God, I call misery, misery. Calling me, calling me. Don't you stop holding me. Don't let me go. Can't you hear the love of me? Hiss, hiss, hiss. What is this hiss? Hiss, hiss. Just a serpent's kiss. Hiss, hiss. Hiss. No, what is this? I felt this before. It's the call of the great abyss. I can't go back to that place. I know. Don't let me in that flow. Part of me is parting me. Pardon me. Don't you stop loving me. I hear the great abyss calling me, calling me. What you call God, I call misery, misery. Calling me, calling me. Don't you stop holding me. Don't let me go. Can't you hear the love of me? Hiss, hiss, hiss. What is this hiss? Hiss, hiss. Just a serpent's kiss. Hiss, hiss. Hiss. No, what is this? I felt this before. It's the call of the great abyss. I can't go back to that place. I know. Don't let me in that flow. Part of me is parting me. Pardon me. Don't you stop loving me. No.
Phyla.
Hello. I'm a doctoral student and a creative writer named Phyla. I'm here, I want to talk about how transition is serious business. Like a lot of trans folks, I've taken a lot of serious losses for the sake of my transition. And some things that we deal with are so heavy, so messy, that recovery means healing all the things that get scratched bare in the process for a deeper freedom's sake. For me, I needed a lot of medical care to get into a body that I could dare to heal spiritually. So my larger writing project is on the surprising lessons I'm still learning from this deeper, ongoing project to live life for ourselves. This excerpt from my writing is on a key part of trans stories that we sometimes talk around. Bodily reclamation. At some point, happy or sad, strong or fatigued, safe or compromised, these things stopped mattering. I needed something, in a way, that trumped all the rest, because suddenly what was most real for me in that period was a necessary change that I finally understood like a sky opening. When the dysphoria finally cut through the mix and I could identify it clearly above all else, that background mess that I'm still dealing with now, I was suddenly so concerned with distinctions, gender, sex characteristics, my place in society and family. Becoming and being properly seen as me was somehow going to fix things I hardly had words for still. But on those shallower metrics, I was often okay, all things considered. Yet there is always more tied up in transition, because we are whole people, not just gendered beings. And no matter how much we talk about the trans issue, the real heavy life stuff we face won't fit on a poster or a diagram. It can't be contained or put in a slogan. It's just fucking life. So now, I care more for what's elusive, what defies gender, let alone labels. Looking in the mirror got a lot easier, after all, when I realized the observable meaning of me doesn't need to matter, so long as I can know for myself that this body is mine. I do label it mine now in a way I hadn't before, that I couldn't. Such unrest, spending so much energy improving it on one hand and degrading it on the other. But this period is different. A present, ever unfolding, defined by this flesh and a spiritual journey in it. Not just owning it, but growing through it into whatever comes next. That is reclamation. A word so many of my sisters use, another trauma-coded term we drop, a key word, a hype phrase, while keeping the spiritual process to ourselves. And the less spiritual, oftentimes carnal parts of the process are also precious, though delicate. We've all been there, even though some of us cherish the innocence of our newfound invagination, while others chase liberation through each other's bodies. What does it mean to reclaim, though? And why do so many of us need that? That's the mess I care about. Not gender. Some of us say we take ourselves back from systems, power structures, economies. Some from individuals, or even just toxicities we've internalized. For others still, sappy folks like myself, transition is not just taking it back from others' demands, but restoring it to care after years of neglect. Yes, it's less a rebellious seizing than taking into one's own arms again the grace of self-gift. Could the music be sappier? I didn't realize how bankrupt my body, spirit, self had become mid-transition until I befriended, dare I say, the ultimate others, the others in ourselves. For me, This was the people daring to do what I felt I had been doing my whole life. I met people who taught me about my shadows, and it was devastating to face them. That I was still hiring out something these girls of the night knew to protect. Not my body, but my sense of self. Years later, when I had already done so much work to free and protect myself.
Protect myself!
But was still a mess, still reeling. I reconnected with another sister with a gift for these harsh realizations. She said something that rang through me like a bell, so large it was as physical as it was audible, quaking my flesh. She had misunderstood the real meaning of safety. The difference between us was not a matter of dignity or experience, but progress in healing, I saw. I, in my own way, had ignored the dignity of my body too long and broken it. Perhaps it wasn't something to repair so much as to rediscover. See, I'm not really sure I ever reclaimed my body. I'll take credit for all the work in therapy, sure, but it's like the body finally just does its job. The shape, texture, color of my reflection is no matter, but the flesh I can and can't feel each time I sit down. The sensations of zipping up a warm coat snug around my breasts. It just makes sense to be this, here. And finally, even its instincts, the deep within, actually makes sense. I need not resist, let alone attack them. I don't just want this body.
This body.
It wants me.
Me.
It wants us to stick around. That, my dears, is what reclamation means to me now. That I get to let my body guide me both practically and spiritually. There have been many surprises once I opened to it. The biggest? I just get to be. Family, or choice, or chosen family. Sometimes chosen family is a misnomer, even in a world that makes the work of love and care so much more risky than it ought. Everything so forced, deliberate. Yes, it's something we commit to, build like any love, but sometimes we stumble into it and rise drenched as from a puddle of warm, fresh-fallen summer rain. Awaking with clearer yet newly dazed eyes, no matter what all and who one chooses, like any decent love, it cannot be hunted. Sometimes what makes it family is something more ethereal, granting glimpses of something none could take credit for. Yes, like any love, I've had so many short, quilt square lives sewn together, and finally put together enough pieces of myself and others to sleep in that warmth I know as queer chosen family love. I could not be more grateful for this wild, strengthening force, and never more shaken by an embrace always bigger than I could return. Waar je gekker bent dan ik. Ik ben bij jou in Rockland. Waar je je vast heel vreemd voelt. Ik ben bij jou in Rockland. Waar je de schaduw van mijn moeder imiteert. Ik ben bij jou in Rockland. Waar je 12 sectaristen hebt vermoord. Ik ben bij jou in Rockland. Waar je lacht om deze onzichtbare humor. Ik ben bij jou in Rockland, waar we grote schrijvers zijn op dezelfde vreselijke typmachine. Ik ben bij jou in Rockland, waar je toestand ernstig is geworden en op de radio wordt gemeld. Ik ben bij jou in Rockland, waar de hersenen de wormen van de zintuigen niet langer toelaten. Ik ben bij jou in Rockland, waar je de thee drinkt van de borsten van de oude vrijsters van Utica. Ik ben bij jou in Rockland, waar je grappen maakt over de lichamen van je verpleegsters, de harpijen van de Bronx. Ik ben bij jou in Rockland, waar je in een dwangbuis schreeuwt dat je het spel van het echte pingpong van de afgrond aan het verliezen bent. Ik ben bij jou in Rockland, waar je op de katatonische piano ramt. De ziel is onschuldig en onsterfelijk. Ze mag nooit goddeloos sterven in een gewapend gekkenhuis. Ik ben bij jou in Rockland, waar nog 50 schokken je ziel nooit meer zullen terugbrengen naar je lichaam vanuit haar pelgrimstocht naar een kruis in de leegte. Ik ben bij jou in Rockland, waar je je artsen beschuldigt van krankzinnigheid en de Hebreeuwse socialistische revolutie beraamt tegen de fascistische nationale Golgotha. Ik ben bij jou in Rockland, waar je de hemelen van Long Island zult splijten en je levende menselijke Jezus zal doen herrijzen uit het bovenmenselijke graf. Ik ben bij jou in Rockland, waar 25.000 gekke kameraden samen de laatste strofe van de internationale zingen. Ik ben bij jou in Rockland, waar we de Verenigde Staten onder onze lakens omhelzen en kussen. De Verenigde Staten die de hele nacht hoesten en ons niet laten slapen. Ik ben bij jou in Rockland, waar we wakker worden, geëlektrificeerd uit onze coma door de vliegtuigen van onze eigen zielen die over het dak razen. Ze zijn gekomen om engelenbommen te droppen. Het ziekenhuis verlicht zichzelf. Denkbeeldige meren storten in. O magere legioenen, ren naar buiten. O ster bezaaide schok van genade. De eeuwenoorlog is hier. O overwinning. Vergeet je ondergoed, we zijn vrij. Ik ben bij jou in Rockland. In mijn dromen loop je druipend van een zeereis over de snelweg naar Amerika, in tranen naar de deur van mijn huisje in de Westerse nacht.
Bent u acteur?
Carl Solomon. Carl Solomon. I'm with you in Rockland, where you're madder than I am.
Pippin, my dear.
I'm with you in Rockland, where you must feel very strange. I'm with you in Rockland, where you imitate the shade of my mother. I'm with you in Rockland, where you've murdered your 12 secretaries. I'm with you in Rockland, where you laugh at the invisible humor. I'm with you in Rockland, where we are great writers on the same dreadful typewriter. I'm with you in Rockland, where your condition has become serious and is reported on the radio. On the radio. On the radio. I'm with you in Rockland, where the faculties of the skull no longer admit the worms of the senses. I'm with you in Rockland, where you drink the tea of the breasts of the spinsters of Utica. I'm with you in Rockland, where you pun on the bodies of your nurses, the harpies of the Bronx. I'm with you in Rockland, where you scream in a straitjacket that you're losing the game of the actual ping pong of the abyss. I'm with you in Rockland, where you bang on the catatonic piano. The soul is innocent and immortal. It should never die ungodly in an armed madhouse. I'm with you in Rockland, where 50 more shocks will never return your soul to its body again from its pilgrimage to across the void. I'm with you in Rockland, where you accuse your doctors of insanity that brought the Hebrew socialist revolution against the fascist national Golgotha. I'm with you in Rockland, where you will split the heavens of Long Island and resurrect your living human Jesus from the superhuman womb. I'm with you in Rockland, where 25,000 mad comrades all together singing the final stanzas of the Internationale. The Internationale, Carl Solomon. I'm with you in Rockland, where we hug and kiss the United States under our bedsheets, the United States that puffs all night and won't let us sleep, even while we masturbate. I'm with you in Rockland, where we wake up electrified out of the coma by our own souls, airplanes roaring over the roof. They've come to drop angelic bombs. The hospital illuminates itself, imaginary walls collapse. Oh, skinny legions run outside. Oh, starry spangled shot of mercy. The eternal war is here. Oh, victory, forget your underwear. We're free.
I'm free!
I'm with you in Rockland. In my dreams, you walk dripping from the sea journey on a highway across America in tears and tears to the door of my cottage in the western night.
Seeing the final stanzas of the Internationale, I'm with you in Rockland, where we hug and kiss the United States on our bedsheets. The United States that coughs all night and won't let us sleep. I'm with you in Rockland, where we wake up electrified out of the coma by our own souls, airplanes roaring over the roof.
Mara Roma Biba Bull Ux Cux El Re De Di 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 Piri Pepi Papa Pi Cio Gaguna Geni Gam Al El Il Ali Eli Il Ek Ak Uk Gamch Gamch Mo Rpi Rpi Na 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 Echi Uchi Ochi Kezi Nizi Zigaga Niza Rizi Aziri Mae Murazi Maro Pips Maza Chi 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 Maro Plen Bruvu ru 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 Pizzi zappa se 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 Bruvu ru 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 Sizzi lizzi zi 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 Pench punch pench Emch amch umch Dumchi damchi domchi Maka rocco kio cerk Zizzi lizzi zi 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 Kukari kiki kukuri Ci 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 zi 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 Olga elga alga Pizz pach poch Echamchi Echamchi Pira rora pirururu, leolola buaro, vici ola se se se, vici vici bibi, zizi ziza izazo, eps aps ups, miri guri ricoco, mio maomum, rapr, grapr, apr, jai, kaf, bzoei, kaf. Zrap, gap, bakf, koek, rtoept. Toept. Echamtje. Echamtje. Willemier Klebnikov.
A vous. A vous. A vous. A vos foyers et à vos enfants. A vous. A vous. À vos foyers et à vos enfants. À vous, à vous, à vos foyers et à vos enfants. Confiance et d'espoir. À vous, confiance et d'espoir. À vous, un message de confiance et d'espoir. À vous, à vos foyers et à vos enfants. Mais voici une bonne semaine. Dans ces circonstances difficiles, à vous.
Thank you. left me here to weep and moan. Green Sally Ho, Green Sally Down, distant squad got a pebble ground. Green Sally Ho, Green Sally Down, distant squad got a pebble ground. Oh, Miss Lucy's dead and gone, left me here to weep and moan. Sally Ho, Green Sally Down, distant squad gotta tear the ground. Green Sally Ho, Green Sally Down, distant squad gotta tear the ground. Oh, Miss Lucy's dead and gone, left me here to weep and moan. Green Sally Ho, Green Sally Down, distant squad gotta tear the ground. Green Sally Ho, Green Sally Down, distant squad gotta tear the ground. Road Miss Lucy's dead and gone, left me here to weep and moan. Green Sally up, Green Sally down, left and squad gotta tear the ground. Green Sally Ho, Green Sally Down, distant squad gotta tear the ground. Old Miss Lucy's dead and gone, left me here to weep and moan. Green Sally Ho, Green Sally Down, distant squad gotta tear the ground. Green Sally Ho, Green Sally Down, distant squad gotta tear the ground. Old Miss Lucy's dead and gone, left me here to weep and moan.
This is a story about a place very, very, very far from here, where tiny little farmers lived with their families and small 1-inch long barking dogs, and they made their cars out of cans. These farmers thought that there must be a way to know why the stars are shining. And they decided to go on a mission. So they decided to go for a ride. In a car, in a car, in a small car, in a small car, in a car, in a small car, in a small car, driving. In a car, in a car, in a small car, in a small car, in a car, in a small car, in a small car, driving. And as they drove, they looked from car to car, smiling at each other. And they smiled and they said, "Hello, farmer." They said hello to each other, "Hello, farmer." And there were birds flying in the sky. And the farmers looked up and pointed at the birds. And they said, "Look, look." In a car, in a car, in a small car, in a small car, in a car, in a car, in a small car, driving. In a car, in a car, in a small car, in a small car, in a car, in a small car, in a small car, driving. And finally the farmers reached a place where the people were much and much bigger than they were. These people were giants to the farmers. And farmers had some fear. But they were strong and noble. And they decided that they did not belong here. And this was not a good place for them. And so they turned around and they drove home. In a car, in a car, in a small car, in a small car, in a car, in a small car, in a small car, driving. In a car, in a car, in a small car, in a small car, in a car, in a small car, in a small car, driving. But the farmers had had a nice day, and they arrived home, and they got out of their cars, and the husbands and the wives, they smiled at each other, and the children, they played in the yard, and they still, to this day, remember the time when they all went out. In a car, in a car, in a small car, in a small car, in a car, in a small car, in a small car, driving. In a car, in a car, in a small car, in a small car, in a car, in a small car, in a small car, driving. In a car, in a car, in a small car, in a small car, in a car, in a small car, in a small car, driving. In a car, in a car, in a small car, in a small car, in a car, in a small car, in a small car, driving.
Zeker qua bestaan, ziekelijk kind, trillend voor de hand die hard kan raken. En toch wat vreder zelf in het kraken voor wat hem nog zwakker is. Het draagt van kroonliefde het gemist, het wou niet met en ook niet zonder zijn. Zij waren voor elkaar gevangenis en kennen nu de loutering door pijn.